This election, Republicans are hoping to unseat Vermont Speaker of the House Mitzi Johnson. Johnson has been in the legislature for 15 years and just finished her first term as Speaker. She's one of two Democratic representatives for the district that covers the Champlain Islands in Grand Isle County and a sliver of the Chittenden County town of Milton. The GOP hopes to win both seats in the district, and as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, the Republican candidates are an uncle and nephew from Milton.
Right now, if you take a drive through the district, you're going to see some signs.
Coming up here, there's a big, tall sign for Leland and Michael Morgan.
Those are the Republican candidates. They're running to unseat the Democratic incumbents, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson and Ben Joseph.
I'm a reporter at Vermont Public Radio.
Is that your sign out there?
They are.
Could I ask you a couple of questions?
The big lawn sign belongs to Raul Bollier. He built his house in North Hero and has lived there for 32 years. He says Leland and Michael Morgan came by his house.
We talked about, you know, the politics and their issues and how their feelings were on the issues, and I agreed with them. I think I'm very much for them, both of them.
What did they say?
I'm not a fan of Mitzi to begin with.
Bollier says he's upset that Johnson supported the new gun laws, but there are other reasons too.
She's a tax and spend Democrat, you know. We got to get away from that in the state. I mean, we just, that's one thing I talked about with the Morgans. I says, we got to cut back. We can't keep spending like this.
Leland Morgan says that's a big part of the platform he shares with his nephew.
I would say the major reason that I'm running is because our taxes are so high and they're continuing to get higher.
Leland Morgan is a former teacher and spent 2 years in the Vermont House in the 1980s. He also served as an officer in the Vermont Air National Guard. And that's where his nephew, Michael Morgan, worked full-time until last year. He also served in the U.S. Air Force. Michael says their platform includes reducing business regulations, cleaning up the lake, and opposing new taxes and fees.
So we would be people that would be looking for cost savings realizations elsewhere to pay the bills versus raising taxes, because you can always make, having worked in government for almost 40 years, you can always make a governmental operation more efficient, always.
The district is mostly made up of Grand Isle County and only includes a small part of the Morgans' hometown of Milton. So Leland says they're spending lots of time talking to people on the islands.
But many of them from both parties have indicated to us that the present representation is not receptive to their needs. And so that does make me feel that they are vulnerable and that it's positive for us.
But Mitzi Johnson says she hears the same thing about the Morgans.
One of the biggest pieces of feedback that I get are people a little uncomfortable having people from Chittenden County represent them.
Johnson says living on the island is an important part of representing the district.
When I open up my tax bill, it's the same dynamic that other islanders are dealing with in terms of things that the gentleman from Milton don't have to deal with. Like, our schools have declining enrollment. We are impacted by Act 46. He is not.
And Johnson says her constituents benefit from her position as Speaker of the House.
I can really put things on the table. Like, you know, my top two priorities this year were ed finance reform and water quality.
If reelected, Johnson says she'll keep working on those issues and also return to bills that were vetoed by Governor Scott.
Things like paid family leave, minimum wage, the PFOA bill that holds companies responsible for some basic medical monitoring in places where people's health is affected because of industrial pollution.
If you talk with people like Marsha Ryan, she's pretty happy with the Democratic incumbents. As she stood outside a grocery store on the island, Ryan said she was voting for Mitzi Johnson and Ben Joseph.
I'm satisfied with what they're doing, and they've worked hard. She's Speaker of the House. You know, some representation, some little power. I think she's good for all of Vermont.
Johnson still has to win re-election next week, and the results have been close in recent years. In 2016, she won by about 100 votes. And in 2014, the margin was 31 votes. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.